There is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. Almighty God has given his mercy and has given his Son to die for you, and it is for Jesus' sake that all your sins are forgiven. Your sins are as white as snow, and they are forgiven. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I have forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Almighty God, you show mercy to your people and all their troubles. Grant us always to recognize your goodness, give thanks for your compassion, and praise your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. Today is the 18th Sunday after Pentecost. As we journey through this final third of the Pentecost season of life and growth, today we are encouraged to learn from the example of Ruth, who trusted in the Lord, and whom the Lord delivered, just as he delivered the lepers from their afflictions. In the Old Testament reading from Ruth, we hear the introduction to the life of Ruth and her pledge to Naomi and the Lord. And in the Gospel of Luke, we hear the familiar account of the 10 lepers who were cleansed, but only one who returned to the Lord with thanksgiving and faith. And we'll hear these stories from our children this morning, who will be reading for us. They want to go ahead and come up.